Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
It always starts the same way, doesn't it? You walk into a new house and something just doesn't feel right. Not anything you can put your finger on, not something you could point to and say, that's it. It's quieter than it should be. Or the walls seem to breathe a little when the air conditioner isn't running. You catch yourself looking down long hallways, expecting to see something, someone just out of sight. And you tell yourself you're imagining things because what else can you do? You're the new owner, the new occupant. You've got no choice but to live there. And if you admit to yourself that the place feels wrong, well, then you're admitting that you've just invited something into your life you can't control. That's exactly where this story begins. Tucson, Arizona, a kid moving into a bigger, nicer house with his family. On the surface, a good moment, a celebratory one. His father's career had taken off. The family was doing well. And after years in a modest little subdivision house, they were ready for an upgrade. A custom-built home, more space, a step up. But when he walked through the door for the very first time, that upgrade didn't feel like a gift. He couldn't explain it. He was just a kid. But something about the house whispered wrong. Now his parents, they were deeply religious, the kind of people who had an explanation ready for anything strange, anything unexplainable. Ghosts, not real, demons. Sure, maybe in the Bible, but if you thought you were dealing with one now, you were either under some kind of spiritual attack or more likely just imagining things. An overactive mind, maybe a test of faith, nothing a prayer or a sermon couldn't solve. And that worked for him, at least for a while. The house itself was old enough to carry a history, but not old enough to look haunted. 20 years. Just two previous owners, a nice couple, polite, but off. That's the word he used, off. Not overtly sinister, not creepy in any Hollywood sense. just people you instinctively knew not to spend too much time around. They smiled, they shook hands, they handed over the keys, and then as they pulled away, the silence of the house pressed in. For the first couple of years, it was fine. Uneasy at times, yes, like you were never completely alone, even when you were. But nothing you could call supernatural until high school. That's when the first real incident happened. The woman who'd lived in the house before them had trouble walking. He remembered meeting her once, just once, when his parents were still finalizing the purchase. She shuffled across the living room carpet, each step dragging as though her feet were too heavy to lift. The sound she made was unforgettable. This slow, deliberate scooting, not quite footsteps, more like fabric dragging across fabric. Soft, rhythmic, strange. Fast forward to one night, freshman year, 3 a.m. He's up late working on a paper, lit only by the glow of his computer screen when he hears it. That exact sound. Scooting footsteps, clear as day, crossing the living room carpet. The same sound he'd heard years earlier, attached to that frail old woman. Except she was gone. And nobody else in the house walked like that. He froze. At first, he tried to explain it away. Maybe one of his parents got up, couldn't sleep, wandered toward the kitchen for a glass of water. But the sound wasn't coming from the far end of the house, where their bedrooms were. It was moving across the living room, right in front of him, right there. Finally, he shot up from his chair, heart pounding, and turned on every light he could reach. The sound stopped. He searched the entire house, kitchen, hallway, living room, garage door, nothing. Everyone else was sound asleep. There were no footprints, no shifted rugs, no open doors, nothing. That night, his paper didn't get finished. He shut himself in his room, locked the door, and lay awake, waiting for something else to happen. Nothing did. The next morning, he did what we all do after a night like that, explained it away. Too much coffee, too little sleep. The mind plays tricks in the dark. He convinced himself, at least during daylight, that it hadn't been real, but he never again stayed up in that living room alone after midnight. Instead, he'd retreat to his bedroom, if you could call it that. It wasn't a normal bedroom, not really. It had started its life as a storage room, a workspace, no windows, just 4 walls, and 1 door that led down a hallway to the garage. He called it his cave, and that was accurate. In daylight, with the door shut, the room was pitch black. At night, it was worse. He had to leave the door open just to let a little glow from the hallway spill in so he could see where he was, if he woke up. That next night, he went to bed early, hoping to shake off the unease, and for a while it worked. He fell asleep, slept deeply, until he didn't. He couldn't tell you what woke him. No sound, no movement, no dream. 1 second, he was asleep. The next, he was wide awake, staring into the dark, alert, frozen, his instincts screaming at him to stay still. And then came the feeling, that sharp, undeniable certainty that something was in the room with him. But first he stayed quiet, trying to rationalize. Maybe he'd woken from a nightmare and the adrenaline was lingering. Maybe the dark just felt heavier tonight. But then it hit him. The shift. A sudden wave of dread that seemed to crawl under his skin, dragging goosebumps across his arms. The air grew colder, so cold he could see his breath in faint clouds. And the atmosphere thickened, like the walls were closing in. He turned his head slowly toward the doorway. And there it was. A figure, silhouetted against the faintest sliver of light bleeding in from the hallway. It wasn't his parents. It wasn't his siblings. It wasn't anyone. This figure was massive, towering. If he was 6'2", 200 pounds of solid muscle, this thing had him beat by at least 1.5 feet. Its shoulders were broad, unnaturally so. Its outline seemed to ripple as if it was more shadow than flesh, and the feeling radiating off of it wasn't neutral. It wasn't passive. It was hate, raw, unfiltered hatred. And then the air hit him, like the temperature had been ripped down to freezing in an instant. He gasped, but the breath caught in his throat. Pressure slammed into his chest, driving him back into the mattress. He tried to move, to fight back, but it was useless. His throat tightened as if Invisible hands were clamped around it. He couldn't breathe, couldn't cry out, couldn't even whisper for help. He thought he was dying, not from a heart attack, not from sleep paralysis, but from something that wanted him gone. Worse, it wanted more than his life. It wanted him. He couldn't tell you how long it lasted. 10 seconds, a minute, an hour. Time collapsed under the weight of that suffocating pressure. His vision blurred and blackness started to close in. Just as he thought he'd pass out, maybe die, the weight lifted. The grip on his throat released. Air filled his lungs like fire, painful and desperate. The figure was gone. Just gone. The room snapped back to normal, temperature rising, the walls no longer pressing in. Silence. Except for him, gasping, shaking, and the mess around him. Papers scattered, bedding twisted, signs of a physical struggle against nothing. The only proof on his body was a faint red ring around his throat, like someone had tried to choke the life out of him. The next morning, he did what any terrified kid would do. He went straight to his parents. He showed them the faint red ring around his throat. He tried to explain the pressure, the freezing air, the towering shape that filled the doorway. But to them, it was simple. Either he was dreaming or it was the devil testing his faith. Nothing more. Nothing to worry about. They said the words he expected, the words he'd heard before. It's in your head. You've been working too hard. Maybe you were half asleep. And when he pressed, when he swore that this had been real, that he hadn't been dreaming, their answer was sharper. Pray about it. Don't give it power. Don't dwell on it. And that was that. The conversation ended. His parents walked away, carrying on with breakfast like nothing had happened. But he knew it wasn't a dream. He wasn't crazy. He hadn't imagined it. Something had been in his room that night, and he would never, ever sleep in there again. Now you have to picture this. He wasn't some timid kid, the kind who jumped at shadows. He was a big guy, strong, not the type to back down from a fight, not the type to lose sleep over a creak in the floorboards. Anything living? He wasn't afraid of it. Not a person, not an animal. He could handle himself. But that night taught him something terrifying. There are things in this world you can't fight with your fists. And when one of them decides to single you out, all that strength means nothing. He moved out of that room as quickly as he could, found excuses, rearranged the house. He'd rather sleep on the floor of another room than step back into that cave. The memory of waking up pinned to his bed, choking on nothing, was enough to keep him away for good. And maybe that's why it never happened again. The rest of high school passed quietly. The footsteps in the living room, gone. The oppressive darkness of that room. He avoided it so it couldn't touch him. The house settled into something closer to normal, and the family carried on as though nothing unusual had ever happened. But he didn't forget. You don't forget something like that. Even years later, when he looked back, that night stood out in his memory with a kind of sharpness that other events didn't have. He could still feel the cold, still remember the crushing weight on his chest, still recall the exact outline of that figure, taller, broader, heavier than anything human. And he couldn't shake the question. What had it wanted? Because here's the thing, he hadn't just felt like his life was in danger. He'd felt something deeper. That whatever stood in his doorway wasn't satisfied with killing him. It wasn't there to end a life and move on. No, it wanted something bigger, something worse. It wanted him, his very self, his essence, his soul, whatever word you want to put on it. That was the kind of hate it radiated. That was the hunger in the room. Now, if this were just a ghost story, an echo of the woman who lived there before, shuffling across the carpet, it might make some sense. Maybe she died in the house. Maybe she'd left something behind. But this wasn't her. This wasn't frail. This wasn't sick or slow or sad. This was massive, violent, malicious. And here's where the story tilts from creepy into something darker. Because in the years since, he's thought about that couple who lived there before. The polite, slightly off pair who sold the house to his parents. The woman with the shuffling steps, the man who always seemed quiet, detached, as though he was hiding something. They'd lived in that house for decades. They'd raised no children there, at least none he ever heard about. Their lives seemed thin, empty, and yet they clung to that house until the very end, until age or sickness forced them to let it go. What had happened in those walls? What had they carried inside with them? What had they left behind for the next family to discover? You don't just conjure that kind of darkness out of nowhere. It doesn't materialize in a home without roots, without cause. Something feeds it. Something anchors it. And he couldn't shake the suspicion that the couple knew more than they ever let on. The strange thing, though, the attacks never repeated. Not for him, not for his family. After that one night, the house seemed to quiet down, almost as if it had gotten what it wanted, or at least tried, and then sank back into rest. But for him, the mark had already been made. Years later, telling the story, he still hesitated to call it just a haunting. He wasn't sure what to call it at all. A demon? Maybe. A shadow person? Possibly. Sleep paralysis? He laughed at that suggestion. No, he'd been awake. He'd been moving, struggling, thrashing. The mess in his room proved it. The bruise on his throat proved it. Whatever it was, it had been real. And it had been after him. Now let's pause here. Because there's something universal about this story, isn't there? We all like to believe that we're in control of our own homes, our own bedrooms, the places where we're supposed to feel safest. But what happens when those walls don't protect you? When something slips in anyway, something you can't name, can't fight, can't escape? That's the kind of fear that stays with you forever. The strangest part of all this was how quickly the house seemed to settle after that night. Like whatever had surfaced, whatever had risen in the dark to press the breath from his chest, had done what it came to do and then retreated. No more footsteps, no more crushing cold, no more shadows at the door, just silence. And yet silence doesn't erase memory. He carried it with him. Every time he walked past that hallway, every time he glanced at the door to that windowless little cave, the memory returned like static, prickling at the edge of his skin. He'd never sleep in there again, not because he thought it might happen again, but because he knew it could. And that was worse. He learned something fundamental that night, something most people spend their whole lives avoiding. There are forces in this world that don't care about your faith, your size, your strength, or your explanations. They don't care if you're rational. They don't care if you call it a dream. They don't even care if you believe in them. They'll still come. They'll still lean over you in the dark and remind you that you are, in the end, powerless. His parents never believed him. Not really. Not even when he told them about the red marks around his throat. Not even when he insisted he'd been awake, struggling. They shook their heads, comforted themselves with scripture, and carried on. And maybe that was their way of survival. Because once you admit it's real, once you admit the dark has a will of its own, then you have to live with it. He grew up, left the house, moved on. But the memory of that night never left. Not once. Even as an adult, sitting in apartments and hotel rooms far away from Tucson, he'd sometimes wake in the middle of the night with that same adrenaline spike, that same sense of dread, heart hammering as he stared at a door, waiting for a figure to appear. It never did. But the mind remembers. The body remembers. Trauma echoes even when the source is long gone. Years later, he thought back to the couple who'd sold them the house. The woman with the scooting footsteps, the frail body, the shuffling gait. He remembered how unnatural the sound had been, how it had carved itself into his memory so deeply that when it replayed years later in the middle of the night, he knew instantly what it was. And he thought about her husband, the quiet, withdrawn man who'd hardly spoken at all during the handover. There was something there, something unsaid. What had they lived with in that house? What had they left behind? Because maybe that figure in the doorway wasn't random. Maybe it wasn't passing through. Maybe it had always been there. Maybe it belonged to the house itself, tethered to its foundation, to its walls, to whatever secrets the previous owners had carried in silence. That's the cruel thing about hauntings. They don't always give you the courtesy of an explanation. You don't get the luxury of answers. You're left with fragments, footsteps across the carpet, shadows at the door, bruises around your throat, and you're supposed to live with it, make peace with it, pretend it never happened, and that's exactly what he tried to do. He didn't tell the story often, not at first. Who would believe him? Who would want to hear it? He kept it inside, convinced that people would either laugh or dismiss it as sleep paralysis. But deep down, he knew better. He hadn't been paralyzed. He'd fought. He'd thrashed. He'd left his room in disarray. That wasn't paralysis. That was combat against something that had no face, no body, but all the strength in the world. And that was the most unnerving part, the sense of intent. That presence hadn't been random static in the dark. It hadn't been some wandering echo. It had hated him. He'd felt it. That raw, seething hate radiating off the figure like heat from a fire. And it wasn't just hate. It was hunger. A kind of hunger he couldn't name, couldn't define. Something that looked at him not as a person, not even as prey, but as property. That's what made it terrifying. He wasn't afraid of dying that night. He was afraid of being taken, and so he never went back into that room. Not once. The house may have gone quiet, but the silence never convinced him it was safe. Some things you don't test twice. Looking back, he'll tell you this. He doesn't know what it was. He doesn't claim to have answers. He doesn't wrap it up neatly in religion or folklore or pop culture ghost stories. All he knows is that for one night in a Tucson bedroom, something enormous and evil stepped into his world, pressed the breath from his lungs, and tried to claim him. And when it left only silence behind. But silence, as you and I both know, can be the loudest thing of all. Because here's the truth no one likes to admit. Not every haunting is a story that plays out in repetition. Not every haunting is endless footsteps, endless whispers, endless shadows. Sometimes all it takes is one night, one encounter, one moment when the veil pulls back and something else stares through, and then it's gone. But you're not. You're still here, and you're the one left carrying it, remembering it, replaying it in your mind when the lights go out. That's the part that never leaves. And if you've ever felt it, if you've ever woken in the middle of the night with a weight on your chest, with the air too cold to breathe, with the shadow of something bigger than life itself watching from your doorway, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You don't forget. You don't move on. You just learn to live with the silence. And you pray deep down that whatever came for you once doesn't remember your name.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now, so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day, only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package,
meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.